You are the only one.
Juno Award-winning artist Esque on the show with A Little Piece, brand new music from Esque, who's originally from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and now is living all over the place. She's lived in New York, Toronto, Los Angeles, and currently based in Hamilton. Before that, we heard music from Clever Hopes and Eva Foote, a song called The Only One. And Clever Hopes is Andrew Shaver, who has a rotating cast of wonderful musicians, including Eva Foote, who I've mentioned, Matthew Barber, and Joe Grass. He's based in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Very cool stuff. Now, I want to play you something from an LA-based artist who left Ireland to go pursue music and acting. Met her in Los Angeles not too long ago and loved this song. It's called Shirts and Hopes from Ogretta, which is an alternative folk project by Penny O'Brien. Here it is on the show.
Changing the date, 'cause I lost it with my wallet along the way. Slinking away, 'cause the more I listen, the less that I want to stay. Further gone say. So sorry, so late. Should you care?
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That depends. My-
Some hard rock and music from Oshawa's Cleopatrick, the Drake. They are a band that had so much hype around them earlier on in their career and who have continued to make waves all over the world. Go check them out on Spotify or Apple Music or Amazon, anywhere you stream music. Go check out Cleopatrick. And if you want a really crazy live experience, they do not disappoint. They definitely deliver. Hello, I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. I'm your host here on the show. I've got some stuff coming up from Cincinnati, Ohio's The Isley Brothers from 1974, a song called Hello, It's Me. Also, a tune called Ocean Flow by Alonda Rich, who can only be summed up as a vibe goddess. She has won many awards for her gospel arrangements and singing and writing, and this song, Ocean Flow, is going to floor you, I promise. Also on the show, Dreaming from multidisciplinary artist Kinney Starr, who lives in Haida Gwaii. She's a rapper, she's a painter, she is a poet, she is an activist, and she is a troubadour and a trooper. Love Kinney Starr. Can't wait for you to hear that song from her 2003 release. And brand new music from Ray Zaragoza. Recently, she teamed up with Ace Inabi for a song, but she has just teamed up with Beza and released a song called Bring That River Home. Here it is on the jukebox.
Sand beneath my feet, salt of the earth, coming back to me, start of rebirth. Carry me to the water.
Some fallen throne when you have your own. To be won or lost, they are to be dreamed. Life is always moving like love moves at its own will. My question to you then would be, why do you sit so sullen and still hold my name to validate some fallen throne when you have your own too late to blame for tarnishing your home? Still hold my name to validate some fallen throne.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Don't get scared, baby, it's alright. but something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine, but I can't help it, baby. But see, you're always there. I take for granted that you just don't care. Sometimes I can't help seeing all the way through, baby.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. In the long history of life on Earth, vertebrates evolved powered flight just 3 times. Among reptiles, the now extinct pterosaurs, among mammals, the bats, and, of course, birds. Bats and birds have evolved very different ways of flying. This starts with wing structure. A bird like the red-tailed hawk, for example, has stiff feathers projecting back from lightweight, fused arm and hand bones. The big brown bats, on the other hand, found hunting for insects above many neighborhoods, have flexible wings of membrane stretched between elongated fingers. While the hawk uses the powerful downstrokes of its wings to fly, the bat supports its weight on the upstroke as well by twisting its wings backward. Bats appear to row through the air, flexing their wings like we use our hands to swim. They can fold their wings into different shapes to change direction suddenly to catch flying insects. Although their agility in flight is no match for a bat's, many birds fly with much greater speed. The hawk can flex its wings into a tight, aerodynamic shape to swoop down on prey. Both of these highly evolved groups of vertebrates have been very successful, and together prove there's more than one way to fly. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Have a great sunny day.